Adams and others argue that widespread food poisoning may cause the collapse of a capable workforce, the rise of masses dependent on government for survival, the collapse of free democracies due to the cognitive deficiencies of the voting masses, an exploding prison population, and the rise of for-profit corporate prison systems, and even the near-complete collapse of any ability of the news-consuming public to parse and comprehend the most basic information, such as national debt figures. An estimated 1 in 3 Americans today is obese. In addition to sugary processed foods lacking in nutrients, researchers in recent years have found that a notable cause of this national weight gain is due to declining physical activity in the workplace. While diet, lifestyle, and genetics all play a role in the rise of obesity, a 2011 study published in the Journal of the Public Library of Science, PLOS, reported that jobs requiring moderate physical activity accounted for 50% of the labor market in 1960. By 2012, this number had dropped to just 20%. The remaining 80% of jobs are sedentary and require only light activity, accounting for an average decline of 120 to 140 calories a day in physical activity, which closely matched the population weight gain in recent years. These findings pose a challenge to employers to heighten workplace health initiatives and pay more attention to physical activity at work. According to a report by the New England Complex Systems Institute, NECSI, the ongoing conversion of corn crops to ethanol has contributed to a doubling in global food prices since 2005. Corn forms the basis for everything from high-fructose corn syrup and cereal to feed for livestock. Dr. Yanir Bar-Yam, founding president of the NECSI, said there was a link between global food price increases associated with the corn-to-ethanol conversion and the violence in the Middle East and North Africa, known as the Arab Spring. He said the amount of corn used to produce 1 gallon of ethanol fuel could feed one person for a day, and the U.S. diversion of corn for ethanol could feed as many as 570 million people worldwide annually. When you're pulling into the gas station and you're filling your tank with gas, 10% of what you're putting into the tank is food. It could be eaten by people instead, said Bar-Yam. Fed Up, a 2014 documentary, revealed more sobering facts about the U.S. food industry. Within 2 decades, the documentary predicts more than 95% of all Americans will be overweight or obese, and 1 out of every 3 Americans will have diabetes by 2050. The film pointed out that 80% of all food items sold in America have added sugar. This greatly contributes to the epidemic of obesity. One would think that such terrifying projections would spur some sort of legislative reform. Yet a corporation-controlled Congress has been unwilling to make the necessary changes. In November 2011, House Republicans, spurred on by the food corporations that supply the nation's school cafeterias, produced a spending bill barring the USDA from changing its nutritional guidelines for school lunches.